Yes, hello.
Hey Wayne, how's it going?
Hello, sir.
Hello. All right, so welcome you back. And did you had a chance to look at the websites that I shared with you earlier in the chat, or you want me to resend that?
I did briefly, yes. Well, I
Okay.
actually checked them on my smartphone. I haven't had a chance to look on my laptop yet, but I will in a little while.
Here you go.
They
I'll
look
just
very
send
nice.
it again.
Yes. Yeah, they look very nice.
So how it works
Well,
is,
here's a situation. I'm sorry, go
yep.
ahead.
No, please, you go ahead, sir.
Here's my situation. Years ago, I started to get into learning HTML programming and all that with someone that I know that is a professional programmer. And they do coding, they do apps, and they actually do contracts for the government, stuff like that. So they kind of brought me in to kind of train me. And then something happened with one of the contracts, and then, I didn't do any more training, but I did kind of get a taste for it, and I kind of decided I'd like to have like a website of some type selling products. So I've been looking around and I got into this Shopify thing
All right.
and I signed up for that and I tried their free trial, but I didn't really have a lot of time to really get into it, so my free trial passed and I didn't learn anything. It seemed
Okay.
kind of complicated to me, though, because I was also trying to figure out how to incorporate the Sprocket in with the Shopify. So I ended up kind of messing that up because I had two separate emails listed with the Shopify and the Sprocket. So I kind of just gave that up for a little while. And then I started looking online again at different things, and I came across your Orbit site. And in the meantime, I found this other site, which is, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's KAKACLO. KKClo, KakaClo. And they have, like, women's fashions. And you can like upload them to your website, and when a customer orders, they do all the drop shipping directly.
Okay.
I'm not sure what you offer for a website, if you guys offer products to list on a site, I'm not sure.
We do. Basically, that's something which is not related with the development of the website that we basically do. But if the client is looking for like a vendor to drop ship their products, or if they have anything else, or they're like stepping into a clothing business and they're looking to like sell clothes online. So yes, we help them get the vendors, and we help them list their products as well, and building the website from scratch, and we provide the complete final website up and running till you receive the orders and start making money. We will be working with you throughout. And there are no monthly charges associated with our service, no yearly charges associated with our service. It's just a one-time cost that we charge our clients, and they pay it upfront. We get the project ongoing, starting with the work that we send them a questionnaire to fill out. That questionnaire asks you a few questions like, what sort of colors would you like to see? What sort of information would you like to put on? How many products you will be selling? What exactly is your business about? And something like that. So based on that provided instructions from your site, so we do some research, like what needs to be done onto the website. Then we present you with initial layout of the website, that how your website, like how your store will actually look into the future once we develop it. Then we share with you a couple concepts and couple ideas, like within a couple days. So like step-by-step work that we follow. So once you receive the initial designs, then you can simply pick the one. As being a business owner, I assume that you are the business owner, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So you can simply choose the one design that you like the most, because all of the designs are going to be a custom made designs. I understand that you will be working on Shopify, and Shopify provides you the template based works and templates, but we do not recommend templates. We offer custom work.
Right. I've read a lot of posts where people say the exact same thing. Do not do third-party templates.
Yeah.
I think that's what they call them, right? Third-party templates.
Because the reason is, like, there are a lot of people using the same template, and people, if the client, if the consumer visits those websites, and they get skeptic because they see that 2-3 websites, they look exactly the same, only the colors are
So cheap. If I wanted to, after you built this site,
mm-hmm.
I have the capability to upload files from this,
absolutely.
Like, let's just say I mentioned this KK Clo or Kaka Clo. Did you have a chance to look at that?
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now.
I kind of researched them a little bit. They seemed to be legitimate. And, I mean, they were, like, right there on the spot when I chatted with them.
Mm-hmm.
It was a live chat, and it took them, like, no time at all to respond.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of, like, impressed with that, kind of, like, right away.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like they have a lot of, well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, so they have those, what are they, CSS files, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? And then you just upload them to the site, and they automatically get placed.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you simply import the products from AliExpress or Alibaba? Because that would cost you nothing. You can simply speak to the vendor from Alibaba or AliExpress.
This is actually no charge either, this Kekeklo.
Okay.
There's no fees or anything other than...
Oh, okay.
Right, there's no annual fee, no monthly fee. They're just simply making money from the product the person is selling for them.
Okay.
As far as I understand,
if they're not charging you monthly or yearly, then they must, like, keep a percentage of each sale you make on their clothes.
And I was under the impression that if a person gets into the drop shipping business, if a company's charging a fee, then it's really not that good of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I've kind of picked up as I've been, like, researching this stuff.
Well, we have,
a legitimate company is not going to charge fees, is what I guess I'm saying.
Right.
Like a supplier. But no, that, would you say Alibaba?
Yeah, Alibaba or AliExpress, both of them.
What'd you call it, LEX?
Express. EX.
Oh, Ali. Yeah, I've looked at those guys for years. I actually, you know, browse their site for different things.
Yeah. There are hundreds of vendors over there, so you can hook up with any one vendor.
And you can email those links to me, I guess, correct?
Yeah.
Is that a possibility?
Yep, let me just send you just their website, because you need to...
So you guys will design a website around Shopify with using a custom website, no template, is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
So I went to GoDaddy.com and bought a name.
Mm-hmm.
I bought PrettySnooty.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming I can use that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
It's parked at GoDaddy right now. I was going to use GoDaddy's website builder, but I'm not comfortable with it because I just don't have the experience.
Yep, exactly. But if you, like, work with them, you might have to pay a monthly fee.
I'm sure it's a good platform. I just don't have the knowledge.
But again, it's a monthly-based platform, and it's a template. They provide you a template-based work.
Everybody's using those templates.
Yep, they are. They are. And the websites that I shared with you, both of them are custom-made.
Yeah, they're very nice. I didn't get a chance to look on my laptop. I'm going to do that shortly. I did look at them on my smartphone, and it integrates to the smartphone very nice.
Mobile responsive, yeah. All of the websites that we design are 100% mobile responsive, so that attracts the clients a lot.
So how about a shopping cart then? Is that like on me, a custom cart, or do you do
everything? I would say nothing is on you. Like if you're hiring us to set up your online store from scratch till the end, whatever is needs to be integrated onto the site, we will take care of that for you. Products, design, development.
And you have products to put on.
We would have to hook you up with someone. So it's a vendor, basically, because we are in affiliation with different web vendors out there.
What, a window? Did you say a window? A what?
Vendor.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My phone's, like, crackling in and out here.
No worries.
A vendor. Okay. All right. Well, I did actually kind of look through your pricing.
Okay.
And I'm looking at it now. Wait.
Yeah, sure. Take a look at it. And as based on your...
I must have missed the page. Oh, here we go. Okay, I kind of... just to get started, what do you recommend?
I would recommend professional because the number of products that you said are going to be at least like 500. So we can start from 250. To save some of your money, but later down the road you can upgrade. So you can start with $12.99. That's it. We will give you two concepts of the websites. 10 custom made inner pages will be designed.
Two what of the? I'm sorry.
Two concepts. I mean, two layouts of the website.
Oh, gotcha.
Like we will design two custom made websites for you. We will show them to you, and you are going to approve one out of two. Once you approve it, then we start working on the back end, do the HTML coding and everything, which needs to be done. Then promotional banners, pictures, stock photos, product prices, shopping cart, payment integration.
And the SEO is integrated.
SEO meta tags will be SEO meta tags will be integrated to the word, and the content, the website will be written professionally using the SEO meta tags as well. Then dropshipping integration will also be done. Dropshipping integration means the whole store will be automated once the client purchases the order. So the order automatically goes to your vendor, who is going to ship the order to your client. But the payment will land in your bank account directly.
Okay. And then they get their fees automatically also.
No, that is an optional thing. They get optional. They get their fee automatically too. But you can also talk to your vendor if you are in touch with your vendor directly. I'm sure you will be. So you can... just tell him that whatever sales that you are going to make throughout the month, and by the end of the month, you can pay him the whole fee together with your profit.
So I have to deal with a certain credit score to get a good price?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Now, if you go to that Kakaklo, do you know how to pronounce that?
Yeah, that
Kakaklo?
Kakaklo.
Kakaklo? Yeah. Now, if you look at what's on that website, that's basically what I kind of have in mind. A lot of women's apparel and maybe some accessories, maybe like, you know, I don't know.
Well, Wayne, I think like this is a very good platform. Because
that's a good niche, right?
Oh, yes.
I mean,
oh, yes,
that's
for sure.
That's what I'm seeing. Because I did just a little bit of research on niches, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's like, I forget how many searches a month, but it's a lot.
Oh, yes. But I will also give you the stats of this website, the Kakaklo, like how many people are reaching them, what is the number of traffic they're getting, and what is the keywords that the clients are using to find Kakaklo. So I can prepare a chart and send it to you right away, like within 2 days of time. So I can show you that what exactly they're doing and how they're doing business and how many people are approaching them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have different marketing tools. With the help of that, I'll be able to provide you their statistics. If another, like if you have another competitor out there who is doing the same drop shipping, and I'm sure there are a lot of people doing the same thing, and I can
now,
show
how are
you their...
going to? I'm sorry, I interrupted you again. I apologize.
It's okay.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, so like you can simply go ahead and check your competitors, check the statistics of what they're doing, doing the analysis of their website, like how many people are approaching them, how many people are buying the products from this your competitors, so you can keep an eye on each and everything. So that's going to help you make your website a lot more better than them.
So what fees are involved when I come back to you and say, hey, I need help? This happened or that happened? Is it by the hour or just the job?
It's like the maintenance is included for 1 year in the professional plan for $1,300 that you're going to pay for the whole package. The maintenance is already included for 1 year. But if I talk about the marketing is a whole new different thing. That's a month-to-month thing without any contracts, no penalty charges, nothing like
so
that.
So you'll build a site for 13, 1 year maintenance, and then, but in order to put like the products on in a shopping cart, then that's another charge, correct?
No, nope, nope. Everything is a part of $1,300. Let me explain.
So
what is included?
Okay,
let me go through that.
I thought I misunderstood. I thought you said you had a monthly charge on something.
Monthly charges only on marketing. Like if you're looking to market your products, like social media marketing.
What's your opinion on Yandex? I've been researching Yandex, YANDEX.com. It's like Google over in like Europe or somewhere. It's a search engine. They're kind of like they have advertising. Is that something to look into or?
I don't think so. That's a search engine, but like people don't use it. Only the main.
Yeah, they have marketing. They have you can buy advertising like Google does.
Like, you can do that with us. We are an affiliation with Google already. So we market your products. We market your website directly with Google. No other search engine.
So how much do you charge to market?
That depends. That depends on, like, how many keywords and how many social media platforms. Like, if you need a
roughly what's a good medium package run a month?
On average per month, I can say it's going to be $400 to $450 a month.
Okay. And that's like a medium package?
That's like an average. A medium package usually people purchase, but that gives you 100% guaranteed results.
It gives you what? I'm sorry.
That gives you 100% guaranteed results out of it. If you're spending some dollars on marketing, then you definitely get like at least 200 to 300% return of investment. So, for example, if you're spending $400 on the marketing, so definitely you'll make like $1,600 out of it.
So the profit on the website would be like $16 a month?
On an
is
average,
what you're saying?
Yeah. On an average. If you
less,
were marketing
then,
your website.
And then less, so it would be 12, and then pay $400, then it would be 12 a month.
That would be 12, correct. Yes.
Okay. And then can you like send marketing prices also to my email?
Wayne, I would say you don't step into this right now. All you have to do is to make your online presence first. Like first, just design your store. Let your store get ready. Design the logo. Like I will do that for you. We will give you a free logo included in the pricing of the package. Don't worry about it. I'll do the complete branding. Like legit branding that includes logo design, business cards, letterheads, envelopes, invoices design, and everything
and
related
product,
to your
correct.
Yeah, that is correct. And the name that you have owned, the name that you have purchased, the business name is going to be the same. The store name is going to be the same, and we are going to design the logo for that business name.
PrettySnooty.com.
Yes, and I will give it to you for free.
Okay. And then you just put that out on this web for a while and let it build credibility.
Exactly. Once the website is live, then we can start working on the marketing. So you do not have to think anything about the marketing right now, right at this moment, because there will be a lot in your plate and you'll be so confused and frustrated. So let's go step by step. That's my suggestion. So let's build a store first. Once the store is ready and you're happy with it and you like your store, and then you start to market. And let's see if I give you an example. If you open a physical store, you don't start marketing your store, even if it's not built yet. So once the store is built, you have the stock, you have everything ready, the branding is done, the printing is done, then you start to market your products to let people reach to you.
Mm-hmm.
You get my point?
Yes.
That is how you save money.
That's why business schools have the 1 year rule, I guess, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. So Everett, this is the rule of the business. Like, you do not get anything out of the business in the first month. So the first
right.
month will take for the creation of your store, then branding, then you have to wait another 2-3 months to stable your business. Once you start making sales out of it, then you can expect some profit out of that business.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how it's going to work. So all you have to spend, I would say, like, it's just a $1,300 that you're creating your store with us. And we are providing
okay.
you social media platforms. We are going to design your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. Everything is a part of this package. So all you have to pay is just $1,300 to us, and we will provide you the final ready website along with your branding.
Now, I have a personal – I'm sorry, go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah, along with your logo, branding, complete website, designing, development, and ready-to-go live thing. Just the $1,300 you're putting down and creating your store. Uploading the product, everything is included. Yeah, now you go ahead.
Now, I have a personal thing, account, like on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at all with social media.
No worries. As I said, we will design your social media.
My thing is, I don't really even like Facebook, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I have Facebook is because I just shop on the marketplace.
Exactly.
I don't have friends on Facebook. I don't even want
to
do that. I don't do any of that.
We're not going to use
account. I can delete that personal account and open another one up under the website name, right?
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
That's the thing to do, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Same goes with other accounts. Why we create like social media accounts? Because you get traffic through social media. You get a lot of traffic
mm-hmm.
through social media. You don't even have to spend money on it. You get traffic organically through social media. So this is why we recommend
okay.
social media, and we offer it for free. Like I think like $1,300 for creating an e-commerce online store with all of the services included, I think this is literally nothing. So people
usually
purchase this package with us. I do not recommend like $24.99 package because first thing, like the starter, once people are starting the business, they do not have that much budget. So that's why I always recommend the professional one. Go with that one, and you'll definitely see the results.
The professional.
Yeah, and it's not
going
anywhere.
I see here
anywhere.
On your web. What's that?
And the money is not going anywhere. For example, if you're designing the website and everything is good to go, and at any point you think like it's not working and you don't like it, your money is back in your account. $1,300 is back in your account.
So I'm looking at your website now, and the business plan on my what I'm looking at says
$26.99. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
$26.99.
And then you can upgrade any time, correct?
Absolutely, anytime you want. The price stays the same. Usually, actual price of $26.99 is $53.99. But there's a promotion going on.
I see
on.
That. Now, the professional says up to 250 products.
Mm-hmm. You can start with 250.
Okay.
You can upgrade later.
Okay. And then the upgrade would take you into the business, right?
Take you into the business, correct. And business.
And then it would be the difference between 13 and 27, right?
Correct. Only the difference.
You just pay the difference.
You're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay,
rest,
and then
the rest is our job.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Would you have like any type of like social media training that you have out to offer anyone that they can read or anything? I don't really need that, honestly. I was just kind of curious.
No, we basically don't offer social media training, but we do offer a training program for managing the website yourself. For example, editing the website, adding photos, videos, adding or removing products from the website, how to use all of that. We will give you free training on that. And the social media is up to us. Like, my team will take care of your social media. You just let them know what do you want. They'll take care of that for you without any extra payments.
Okay, now, can you... I'm going to just kick this around in my head for the rest of the day and then a little bit in the morning, and then I'm going to contact you guys back tomorrow. And is it possible that I can speak with you?
Absolutely, you can. Do you want me to provide you my direct line, or you're okay with calling or coming
on
the website?
Yeah, you can just email that if you would like. That would be fine. Thank you.
No problem.
That's
no problem. I'm sending you my contact details right away.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, Orbit Design Agency.
Yeah, I'll definitely more than likely do this. I just want to just run it through my head here a little bit.
Sure, take your time. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I grew up. I'm 61 years old. I just turned 61. So I wasn't, you know, I didn't have a cell phone until like 2003.
Happy birthday to you, sir.
You know what I mean? My kids pretty much, they were born with a cell phone, you know? I didn't grow up in that. We grew up with pay phones, so, and no internet.
No internet.
So the children now, they're so smart with social media. It's unbelievable. I mean,
so smart.
Don't even understand. I can't even understand how they understand it. You know.
Correct. You're right.
I mean, they just do it like it's brushing your teeth. You know.
Correct. You're right. So, like, it's, I would say, like, if you want to kickstart right now, I can go ahead and, like, get your project started right away, and we can show you a couple designs within a couple days from now. What I'll do is I'll share a website questionnaire with you, start working on your branding, designing the logo for you, doing the branding, and we start working on the website, and we'll keep on showing you to take your feedback that, hey, Wayne, how do you like all this stuff? You'll be connected with my developing and designing team. Even I'll give you a dedicated project manager just for your project who will be in touch with you 24/7, and you can let him know whatever changes you need on the site. If you like it or not like it, you can ask for revisions, and he is responsible for the job.
Now, how will you get into my GoDaddy account?
You have to provide us the credentials for that, but we don't need that right now. But once the website is ready to go live, then we can take the credentials from you for the GoDaddy, so we can upload your website on the domain that you have purchased already.
Okay, sounds good.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. If you allow me to get your project started right away, I can go ahead and do that.
Oh, I mean, if you think that you want to get into it that fast, that's okay. I was going to just kind of sit around and think about things a little bit today and get back with you guys tomorrow morning sometime.
Okay, that's all okay too. But if you have something in mind, and you can go ahead and ask me to. So it's nothing like that. You have to think about it on totally yourself. So you must, if you think about it yourself and you're sitting, then you must have clicked some questions in your mind. So there won't be anyone answering.
Well, I don't know. You answered pretty much everything I think I needed to know or hear. So the products that will be loaded onto the site, they're going to come from Alex, you said?
No, my name is Thomas. My name is Thomas Mark.
No. Alex, I'm sorry, I got that all wrong. That that website, Alex, or AliExpress?
Oh, yeah, AliExpress. Let me type that right away. AliExpress.
That'll be like, that's where all the products will be coming from?
Might be, yes. We need to decide that. Like, yeah, we need to make a mutual decision on that later.
Or can you get them, like, also from that KK Klo thing? Kaka Klo?
Yeah, yeah. I would recommend Kaka Klo because you have already impressed with them. So I would recommend that first.
Yeah, they seem to be legitimate and pretty much on the ball.
I would say if you, as a business owner, are satisfied with them, then definitely pull a trigger on it.
Okay. Yeah, let me look into them a little bit yet here this evening and do some more review searches. I already did some, but I'll just do it again. I haven't found anything bad, really.
You found me. Come on, Wayne.
I'm sorry?
You found me.
No. I mean, with Kaka Klo.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't find any, like, bad reviews so far.
Oh, okay. I understand.
So I'm hoping. Yeah, because I definitely don't want to have someone order. I don't know if you ever heard of Bonanza.
Who?
Bonanza.
Bonanza, yes.
They're based in Pakistan. It's a website. What's that?
Yeah, they're based in Pakistan, I guess.
It's a website they're out of San Francisco.
And I guess they're
Bonanza.
How do you spell it?
Bonanza.com. Bonanza. It's like kind of like eBay. And you list things on there, and then they take a fee.
Oh, okay.
It turned out their fees were pretty high. And the lady that is in charge, the lady that I dealt with and I talked to through emails, she was, like, kind of really rude and mean. Yeah, I don't understand what was going on there, but she was, like, I don't know if she was just bothered because she was so busy people were just ringing her phone 24/7 or something. I don't know, but she was just like an angry person. but the funny thing is, I was selling stuff on there, but I wasn't making any money. I was a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there. It wasn't adding up to anything. And then I had this supplier that was supplying products for me. And I had this guy buy a watch. It was like a $700 watch.
Mm-hmm.
And he paid me. The payment went into my account. I ordered the watch, and it took about a day. I get an email saying this watch isn't available. So I have to email the customer, and I'm like, I'm sorry, sir, but I just got an email from the supplier. They said this watch is no longer available. He sends me an email back. He's like, well, then refund my money. And, I mean, I refunded his money so fast. I mean, you could see smoke coming off the keyboard. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he was kind of – he actually gave me a good rating, even though he ordered a product that wasn't available. He gave me a good rating for giving him his money back so fast.
Customer service is
because a lot of these people are stealing their people's money, you know?
Yep.
But it turned out that this supplier that I was using, he was taking advantage of the guys that were me and other guys, business people that were buying merchandise through his company.
Mm-hmm.
He was starting to gouge pretty much, you know, taking way too much money for the fee. And then Bonanza was taking a lot for the fee. And it was just getting to the point to where it wasn't even worth doing it.
Absolutely.
But I did like the whole platform of Bonanza. I was on there. My
that
my
is
username
a marketplace.
Was Banza. My username was Banza, B-A-N-Z-A.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I was getting a lot of sales. I was surprised.
Okay.
Because I never had that happen before.
So,
but the money, the profit wasn't there.
So exactly like that. If you have your own store and you have listed your own products, then you're making a lot of money through it.
Right, you're not paying those fees.
Yeah, exactly.
Just whatever the cost of the wholesale, the supplier.
It's just a one-time cost that you pay, and that's it. The drop shipping is super-duper good.
Yeah, I mean, if you come up with something better that you find or have or know,
mm-hmm.
and you want to send it to my email for a supplier, like Kakaklo or AliExpress or whatever, I mean, if you feel that you have something better, I'd love to look at it, you know.
But again, Wayne, the first step is to design the website, make your presence online. So that would
gotcha.
Be always the first step. Once the website is live, once the website is ready, then we can go ahead and hook up with the vendor,
then,
list the products, do the marketing and everything. It's a lot more.
Okay.
But the first
gotcha.
Step is always the website designing and the development. So that's why I'm saying if we can get started like right away, that would be like the only step that you have to pay and to make. So that's it. So once the
work
get there, once the website is ready to go live, then we can like hook up here with like Kakaklo or AliExpress or Alibaba. So that's I think like
okay.
That
where are you calling me from? Are you West Coast, East Coast?
We are in San Jose, Cali.
Okay, so you're 3 hours behind me.
Yes, sir.
And what time do you open then? In tomorrow?
9 in the morning, my time, Pacific.
Okay, so it'll be noon here.
Yep.
And then I can call you like around 1 or 2 or shoot you an email.
Yeah, that would be
okay.
Perfect. If you call me around like 12 your time, so I can take your first call and stop my day with you.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Let me just kick this around a little here, and then I'll call you then tomorrow around 1 or so.
All right. Perfect. Sounds great.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No worries, man. Nice talking to you. I'm looking forward to doing business.
Yes, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.